The singer Baba Mal has taken his traditional Senegalese sound and mixed it up in an electronic and dance music blender. This song is called Television, and it's the title track off his new album. In West Africa, Europe, and across the world music scene, Baba Mal is a superstar. It's been 8 years since his last release. This one is the product of an unusual collaboration with the eclectic Brooklyn-based outfit called Brazilian Girls. The result is a glorious mashup of sounds. Baba Mal joins me from our studio in London. Baba Mal, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The title track that we're hearing, Television, it has this dreamy, almost sort of carefree sound. But this is a political song, isn't it?
Yes, very political, because communication is one of the cues to fight against poverty, because people need to get information even in the small places. Because, people used to communicate in the trees a long time ago in the small villages, where people got information. Now we see in the living rooms the screen of the television. One day I went to South Africa to visit the Big Brother House program.
Oh, Big Brother, yes,
Big Brother House.
The reality show.
Reality show. I talked to the kids about the importance of education, and people can send some SMS to say what their opinion for.
People send text messages to the television stations, and then they're sort of shown on the screen.
Yeah, that's true. And I saw all the SMS that was sent after that through the television, and to say, yes, education is important to develop Africa. I say, yes, this is an instrument that we can use to make good things. But at the same time, it's very dangerous, because if people seem to believe that everything that passed through television is true, if it fall down into the hands of bad politicians, it's not good for the continent.
Like so many things, it's vital and dangerous at the same time.
Yes, at the same time.
There's a song on this record. It's called Miracle, and it has this fun sound. But but again, there's a very serious message in the song. This is maybe even more political. This song is about the sort of the absence, or your disappointment with leadership in Africa.
Yeah, in some countries in Africa, yes, and I agree that there is a really big gap between the leaders and the rest of the people in some countries in Africa, and we should have just have a little bit of communication for these leaders to listen to the one who can give the advices. We just want to help, because we are concerned about the future of the continent like everyone.
We're speaking with Senegalese singer-songwriter Baba Mal about his new album called Television. How did you come to work with the Brooklyn-based band Brazilian Girls on this record? We should mention, by the way, for those not familiar with the band, they are not Brazilian, and it's the three of them, and there's just one girl in the band.
There is just one girl, but the connection comes through one of the people who was very important in the writing of the songs, Barry Reynolds.
Barry Reynolds, who has been a producer of yours for some time.
Yes. I was sitting sometime with him, talking about all these issues, and then pick up our guitars and start to play music. He said, I know people who really want to talk before they play. It's Sabina and Didi.
Two members of the band, Sabina Shuba and Didi Gutman. Let's hear a little bit of what the Brazilian girls sound like when they're not performing with you.
I'm losing myself.
And the sound of this band, the Brazilian Girls, is so different from yours. I mean, these are sort of electronic lounge. They've been described as chanson.
I was not really familiar with their music, but I was looking for musicians who did travel a lot and who comes from different environment than me, far away from Africa, and to see what they can bring in African music or in the music with Baba Mal. And it was really, really magic. I think when you listen to what Didi does, you can see a kind of work of someone who trying to find new elements in the music, new sounds, new combinations, like a science who's experimenting different kind of music and try to see if he can create new elements that can be really fresh.
In Baba Mal, that synthesis of sounds, he is really captured in this mesmerizing track. It's a second track off this record called Tindo. Baba Mal, you can really hear Africa and sort of Western electronic music coming together in this song.
Yes, this song is talking about women, and I think very intellectual women like Wangari Maathai, for example.
The Nobel Prize winner.
Yes, and you see most of these women in all the countries in Africa, they are intellectuals and they taking their place at the front line. And this song is talking about a proverb where they used to say women should stay in the houses and raise up children and make the food and keep the harmony family. And I say that's true, that is still true, because women have the capability to do that. But at the same time, we need them. And since things are starting to change little by little in when it comes to politics or to economy, this is a chance for Africa.
You're known as somebody who's really championed the cause of female empowerment, of the empowerment of women. But your political activism goes even beyond that. You've raised awareness of HIV and AIDS issues in Africa. You've appealed to leaders from wealthy countries to forgive African debt. You have causes that go far beyond just the sort of small and simple ones.
Yeah, you know, I think African artists in general and musicians in particular who get the chance to travel and to have their voice very loud should use that opportunity to help the leaders from Africa to understand what to do. You can use this your position to help your public. All these young people who come to see my concert in Africa, they come to visit you, to talk to you, and they want to use your music or your position like a key to resolve their problem. And you have to accept it. And they pay it back very well to you, because the love and the support that they give to you is much bigger than any kind of amount of money that you get.
Baba Mal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Baba Mal, join me from our studios in London. This is another track from his new album, Television. It's called Tindo Quando. Today's show was directed by Phil Harrell and produced by Alice Winkler, Petra Mayer, Kate Davidson, Travis Larchuk, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Theo Balcom. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted today by Kurt Stalniker, Mark Greenhouse, and Cal Southworth. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Kim Oleski is our reference librarian. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and the senior producer is Matt Martinez. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great night.